Blog Talk Radio.
Say Pastor William Murphy out of Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful and those that delight themselves in the law of the Lord. Welcome and welcome and welcome. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get into today's lesson. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. The scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That's Psalm 150 and verse 6. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another beautiful day you have blessed us with. We thanking you, Father God, for our pastor as he so dutifully teaches the word of God. We thank you for the listeners and all those that are listening to us, those that participate. Father God, we just can't thank you enough for all of your many blessings you have given unto us. Lord, we ask that you open up our hearts and our minds to receive the word, Father God, and let it be an aligning of our hearts that we're able to share it with others, because in your word it says we are to meditate on the word day and night. Father God, we're praying for all those who have to keep them lifted up in prayer, those that are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved, and those who are going through. Father God, we give you praise, and we're just thanking you for all things as we continue to study and learn more of you and also able to meditate on the word. We give you praise in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. Someone got their hand raised. Okay. Well, I don't know if they want to have something to say or not. But anyway, we're moving right along. Pastor, are you able to read?
Yes, Pastor. I just pulled it up on my phone, but yes.
Oh, okay. It sounded like you was mobile this morning.
Yes.
Okay. All right. The Lord put something in my spirit, and I know we're going to step away from what we've been doing, but know that we are sons and daughters. Know that you have God's capability living in you. That is like so important. When I saw this, I went, wow.
All right.
I mean, yeah. I literally went, wow. The revelation that had not really been taught should be taught who we really are. So Satan know who we are. He knows. The fact that we don't know, there lies a problem. But over in St. John 1, 3 and 1, see, when you just read it, it doesn't mean anything. But when God gives you the revelation, that's when it blows your mind to who you are and what he did. Because, you know, our life, people, they just don't give you good stuff. They don't give you good gifts. If I can be really honest, come on now. Mm-hmm. Y'all know they did the best they can do. Now, those people that are really rich, hey, they'll get their child whatever they want. I know kids had cars at 14 years old, couldn't even drive. But their parents had it all, they give it to them. So that's how I look at God now. Think about it. The sonship. So in 1 John 3 and 1, it's awesome. But you got to hear you got to see it from a family perspective. And I want to just camp out here today for a moment. Okay? Please. If y'all would just bear with me today. I know what we've been talking about, but today is different, man. Today is like, it wasn't like yesterday. And then yesterday wasn't like the day before then. So today is a real different day. Hallelujah. And we got to continue to look to the Lord for our strength. But if you be so kind, Pastor, to read 1 John 1, 3 and 1, if you can read it out of both versions, that really would be nice. I would appreciate it.
Okay, Pastor. I have it under the New Living Translation.
That's
I was
fine.
Trying to get to the games, but it wouldn't let me. Okay, so 1 John 3:1. See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children. That is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him. Amen.
And you weren't able to read that to King James, huh?
No, it wouldn't let me.
Okay, but no, that's awesome. You reading it out of that is awesome. It pretty much says what I want to say anyway. But the King James version says this. Oh, you have it?
Yes. The King James reads, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Amen.
Yeah. Hey, look, y'all. Look what God done did.
Mm-hmm.
It's marvelous. God done did something marvelous here for his children. What did he do?
Yes.
He did something so marvelous for the believers. He has taken him out of the world. This is remarkable. Yet he's in the world, but he's taking him out of the world because he's not part of this world.
All right. Amen.
Jesus said over in John 17:15-16, I do not pray for you should them out of the world that are not of the world. It is a great understanding, brother and sister. This is a great truth. Is that he says, you know what? I want you to take them out. Leave them in there, but yet take them out of the world. They don't have to be part of the world system, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that again because somebody didn't catch that revelation. So let me. He could take us out of the world, but yet leave us in the world. He could take our minds out the world stuff and put our mind on his stuff. And we yet be in the world, but yet not be affected by the world.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to find it. See, I'm trying to find another way to put this so you can grasp this, man, because it's so wonderful. He says, they are not of the world. Wait a minute. How can we be not of the world, but yet be in the world? Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
All right.
He said,
yeah.
I'm just saying what the scripture says. And Jesus, now this is Jesus' prayer. People want to know what his prayer. So, but this is the truth, man. You got to see this. In this glorious position of God's own, we come to a place where we know with confidence, he says, without fear of contradiction from our hearts or even outside voices. He says, beloved, now we are the children of God. 1 John 1:3-2. That second verse says, let me go find that. Make sure I'm quoting this thing right. But see, you got to almost use St. John 17 to really see this. Let me see. Come on, computer. That second verse says, beloved, now are we sons of God. And it is done not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Man, that sounds real good. But do you realize that this is going on right now? If you could just see the revelation in that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I just think that is so remarkable. I think that is just so genius of God. But then again, everything God does is just, it blows my mind. How how he told the trees at a certain time of the year, the leaves turn orange and red, and they don't miss a beat.
Amen. Say that now.
They do it without hesitation. Certain time of the year, the everything become green. Certain time of the year, and then God has stuff obeying him, the sun, the moon, the stars. I mean, God makes this stuff work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
I want you to see God's stuff. Sometimes the enemy don't want you to see it. But I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, with God on your side, you don't lose this war.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus said to them, said to the Father, rather, I do not pray that you should take them out of this world, that they are not of the world. In John 17. So when I see that and I think about what he says, we're operating in God's stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I want us to examine ourselves in the light of the word. God has defined a purpose that we should inherit all the scripture. We must meet requirement necessary to claim them. Okay, so remember now, I want you to remember this. There are many numbers of things you may quote written, possess really, the essential reality of them. But here's what I want you to see. I want us to have something more than just a literally word or literal word. Words are no importance unless the believers have the assurance of the abiding of those words. You can quote the word of scriptures without being in the place of victory. See, because a lot of people, they does that. They do that. But any person who has come to this place of this word, he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. That's what I want you to see. God gets in us just like he does in everything, the trees, nature, and scientists and other one and blame it on, well, you know, that. No, brothers and sisters, this God, man. Look at God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
He causes this stuff to happen on point, on time.
Yeah.
Darkness don't understand that. See, he is mightier than all the powers of darkness. He's mightier than the power of disease. And he's mightier than power of sickness. And see, once God really get in you and you really realize that, wait a minute, I don't have to accept the world's way. I can accept God's way because I am a son. And that, I don't mean just male. That means daughters, too. I'm a son. I'm part of that spirit of God. So when he says, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world, what's in you? God is in you. His word is in you. Something great living in us. Something great is living in us, man. We just need to come to the realization that is powerful.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, let me tell you, but we got to come to this place of knowledge. It is not sufficient for you to quote the word of God. You'll never come to that place of righteousness. You got to believe in it. You can quote righteousness all day long. You got to believe in righteousness.
Amen.
Well, that brings me to what we've been talking about all week, brothers and sisters. Listen, that's one of your weapons. It's righteousness.
Thank you.
That's part of your armor is righteousness. Part of your armor is that you are a child of God. You can demand certain things.
Amen.
But you got a daddy like we have, you don't even have to demand.
Mm-hmm.
But that word ask, it really means to demand. But you don't even have to ask. God will hear you before you even ask.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on now. You're that kind of mother. You're that kind of father. You see your child needs something, they don't have to ask you. Go on and get it. Let me go and give this boy some shoes right now.
Amen.
They be paying attention to something, that, and you'll see their heart. You'll say, you know what? She would like to have one of those little black dolls. I think I'm going to get her one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, see, just like that's your heart, God has a heart the same way. He sees you have a need of, the Bible says. He know what you have a need of.
Thank you, Lord.
He know what you seek.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen, beloved, God wants us to be something more than just ordinary people. Remember this. If you are ordinary, you have not reached, and I'm going to say this loud and clear, you have not reached the ideal principle of God. Not if you're just ordinary. The only thing that God has for a man I just don't want to say it like this then. We're extraordinary. That's what we are. We're extraordinary. Mm-hmm. We're not ordinary people.
All right. Amen.
God don't even have time for ordinary men. There are millions of ordinary people in the world. But God, when come to take hold of a man, he makes him extraordinary and personal because of his power. Do you realize we're super God, we're Superman?
All right now.
We're Superman. Ooh. We're superwomen. Because he says greater. See,
mm-hmm.
You got to say that. You got to understand that. God already get it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We got to get this. God already get it. We have to get it. So when he said, beloved, now are we children of God. So whatever's in your daddy ought to be in you.
All right. Say that. Mm-hmm.
God is different. He's divine.
Thank you, Lord.
And if he's in you, that makes you divine.
Amen.
His will. If I understand 1 John 3:2 correctly, his divine will, God has not given anything that he does not mean for us to attain to.
Mm.
God meant for us to possess all of these things.
All right.
So he said, beloved, now we are the children of God. So if you are, you is. Y'all know I'm down here in the South, so don't laugh at me.
Go ahead.
You hear me, Sister Renee? If you is, you are. And if you are, you is. Behold, now we are children of God. Now, the way I understand that, that's what we are. Just like that's your sisters. Mm-hmm. If you said to somebody, oh, we are sisters, that's personal. Personal.
Yeah. Amen.
God take us personal, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
God has such purpose to perform in us that he has a great desire to utter these words in our hearts so that we may rise. Or if I should say, raised to that person that he's calling up. And they're not ordinary people. See,
all right.
Here's what we got to do. We got to claim that we may be obtained, for a better way of saying this, that we may be covenant, for those purpose, that there are many be something in us that nothing can satisfy unless, you know, let me finish my statement, because we're not only, we're the lion, brothers and sisters. Every person in the human race have to align themselves accordingly to this new plan of God that he's given us.
All right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
But we have to claim it. See, you'll mm-hmm. never reach that idea of purpose in any way unless you become the living epistle. I didn't say this. Yes. The Bible is we're living epistles of the word mm-hmm. by the power of the Holy Spirit. So Hallelujah. You can become living forces of the revelation of God, the incarnated, the incarnation, the incarnated, mm-hmm. the personality present
yeah.
in the human soul. Satan hates when he sees that. You are what the word of God says you are.
Yeah, thank
you,
Lord.
You know that you are, because you are, you is, and because you is, you are his children.
Hallelujah.
Look at Christ, if you will. He is the most beautiful of all. He is the utter glory, personality for God. He fills with mm-hmm. all the fullness of God. He came to earth in the glory of the majesty of the Father, and he stood in the earth in human form. I like to think about the manifestation of the power of God, how he mm-hmm. came and reside in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
If he did it once, he can do it again.
And Amen.
Under the law, Christ, I'm talking about Christ now, under the law, in a weird world. He did that for us, for you and I. He came
Thank
in human
you,
form, and he worshiped mm-hmm. in it. We're in human form. When your spirit get born again, you just became just like Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He lives in Thank us. He lives in it. He can live in us. God moved in Christ. He can move in us.
Thank you, Lord.
Remember, he came in the human form.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved, there is the principle, the remarkable position of every soul is to be inhabited by Christ, as to become living epistle, living personalities of God, ideal sons. We are sons.
Mm-hmm.
And I continue to say it's very remarkable, but it's a beautiful thing. God has this divine plan for us. So we've been in that negative realm so long until it's hard for some of us to even believe that, man, God is this good to us. He loves us
say
just
that.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Say it. Amen.
So he became our strength. That's what Paul said. In my weakness, he became strong for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let me tell you, I'm going to say this in closing. Every time, let me back up for a minute, because Satan would love for you to think you're weak, when really you're strong. He'll love to think we are failures when we have succeeded. And yeah, you might not pray last night, but that don't stop who you are. You may not acknowledge things in the way the enemy tells you, but you're still a child of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you got to understand, Christ was, the Bible says, was in all points tempted as we are, but yet without sin, Hebrews 4:15. So the purpose for his temptation was so that he might be able to help all of us through our temptation.
Uh-huh.
Thank
you, Lord.
He was the, I just wish I could just find a way to put this, that everybody gonna truly understand. Christ came to be everything we supposed to be in him. End of the conversation. So if he's a son, that makes us a son if we're in Christ, okay? Period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said,
okay.
Make spiritual adjustment. You start claiming what the Word of God say you are. He put that love in you. The enemy don't like that because he can't enjoy that. He can't enjoy that love.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't put it in the enemy. He put it in the believers. We are believers.
Right.
We are believers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
yes.
What manner of love he bestowed upon us? The same kind he has. Why would he give us anything any different? He ain't like that.
Right.
He ain't like man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man would give you the day old bread, but God would give you the one that ain't even came out the oven yet.
All right. Praise God.
Man would give you something used, and God would give you his only begotten.
Mm.
That kind of daddy you got.
Amen.
You know, I know I got some mamas, some mothers out here. I'm going to say it, mama. I know I got some mothers out here. A lot of times you had to give your children, and really you needed some shoes, but you went on and gave it to your child.
Right. That's right. Say that.
And I know that have happened. If you're a true mother, at some point in time, you had to give up something. And I'm not going to say you didn't want it. You wanted something, whatever it was. You wanted it. But you looked at that child, and you blessed your child.
Mm-hmm.
I know you did.
That's right.
Now, if you got that respect, where you think you got that stuff from? That came from God. That's the God kind of stuff in you.
Okay, Lord. Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about godly mothers now.
Yes.
Okay, here's the point where anybody have anything to say, press 1. Or somebody say, I'm not saying it loud enough, so I'm going to make sure I say it. Press 1. Press 1. You didn't say it loud. Yeah, I didn't hear you say it. We'll press 1, and we'll let you in.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, Pastor, today the same press 1. I'm going to read at 1 John 3, verses 1 and 2. We'll read them together. From the New Living Translation.
Okay.
And it says, see how much our Father loves us, of his children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him. Dear friends, we are already God's children, but he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is. Amen, amen. That just sums up all you're saying, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate that. You know, a lot of times people, they go to the end of that scripture, but the meat and the good stuff is, because at some point in time, everybody's going to see Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But go before that. Go right before that. See, everybody just gets caught up with the end of that scripture, and it's just so much more before that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are
Amen.
God's children. That's what we are. We're God's children. We are.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now.
Yes. Already God's children, it says. Mm-hmm.
But see, the people that don't know that is people of the world. But people who, you know, of God, they know that.
Yes.
And that means God has put that love thing in us, the same kind he has.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Absolutely. When he appears, we're going to be just like him, and we're going to see it. But wait a minute. Go before that. Put a pen right there and go back up where he talks about, beloved, now we are sons of God, children of God.
Yeah. Amen.
Just stay right there for a moment. Camp out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the world, they don't realize, and they don't take us serious.
Mm-hmm.
And there's every reason they don't take us serious, because if everybody's God's child, the way the world sees it, but they're not. The only one that's true to God's children is the one that he put his love in.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's what makes us like him. Well, thank y'all so much. Anyone else? Okay. Well, we'll see you all tomorrow for Thankful Thursday.